Da wir merkten, dass keiner der vier sich selbst besonders ernst nahm und jede Gelegenheit ausnutzte, den anderen auf die Schippe zu nehmen, lag für uns die Frage nahe, ob sie sich denn vorstellen könnten, auch in einer Zombie-Horror-Komödie mitzuspielen.
I would do zombie comedy in a heartbeat.
I don't know why SNL hasn't called us to make fun of ourselves, because that would be hilarious.
Auf eine ähnlich große Resonanz stieß unsere nächste Frage. Da Austin leidenschaftlicher Skateboarder ist, wollten wir wissen, was für ihn der ultimative Skateboard-Walker-Kill wäre.
You should totally kill a walker on a skateboard.
Have, like, the zombie right here, and then there's some little like takeoff, yeah. And then you come and you ollie, and you hit him with the front truck and chop its head off, and then keep going.
Außerdem wollten wir natürlich noch wissen, wie er diesen nennen würde.
What would I name the trick?
Yes.
The Zollie. Zombie Ollie.
In The Walking Dead werden die Charaktere häufig vor schwere Entscheidungen gestellt, weshalb uns interessierte, ob die Schauspieler selbst an bestimmten Stellen lieber anders gehandelt hätten als ihre Charaktere.
Oh. No, actually, no. I feel like a kinship with her. I feel like everything she does, I'm like, yeah, I'd do that too. And if that's not the case, it's that she gave me the idea and I just follow suit.
I mean, there's a couple times where I'd like to just like uppercut Negan, you know, while he's talking to me, but I gotta be methodical, so I can't do that.
I think I would have just shot Jadis in the head and kept everyone else alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
She's the leader, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've always played it because she's the leader. She obviously has something worth keeping and something interesting. But I think it might have been better to just pop her in the head and then say everyone.
Become the new leader.
Follow me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starting to regret that a bit.
Dabei machten sie auch deutlich, wie stark sie sich mit ihren Charakteren identifizieren.
You know, it's not like some magic trick where you transform into this other person. You bring your whole entire self to that role. So everything that you're doing is coming from your emotions, your point of view. So it's us.
I never understood actors that, you know, I become someone else. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're insane. That cannot happen.
It's
only
you.
Literally impossible.
All you have is you.
I mean, it's like, you gotta have faith in the setting and the wardrobe and that
atmosphere, the other actors. It's also, you're banking on the other person right in front of you you're doing a scene with. So you have to have enough trust in that other person, know that they'll go balls to the wall for you as well, so that you can play.
Dies warf wiederum die Frage auf, ob es ihnen dann nicht schwerfällt, sich in der Rolle ihrer Charaktere feindselig gegenüberzustehen.
It makes it way easier. I trust him, and I know he's a really good actor, and I know that if I give him 100%, he's going to give me 100%. Now, if we didn't get along, and we do a scene together, and I'm giving him everything, he could look away, or turn his back on me, or because we are friends, I have his back, I would never want him to give a bad performance, so I would do whatever it took to get him there, and vice versa, I think.
When you trust your other actors, you can take bigger risks, so whether that is hating someone, getting angry at someone, or falling deeper in love with someone. When there's that trust, you know, like Lana says, whatever I'm gonna give you, you're gonna give back.
Leider war das Interview an diesem Punkt auch schon zu Ende. Wir hätten uns gerne noch weiter mit den Vieren unterhalten, nicht nur als Presseleute oder The Walking Dead Fans, sondern einfach so, denn die Vier waren super sympathisch und machten einen sehr bodenständigen Eindruck.